Chapter 8. The Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman Talk to the Wizard. The next morning, the green soldier took the Scarecrow to the wizard. When the Scarecrow came into the great throne room, he saw a beautiful girl on the emerald throne. Her dress was green, and her long hair was green too. The beautiful girl looked at the Scarecrow and said, "I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, and what do you want of me?" "I am only a Scarecrow. My body is made of straw. My head is made of straw, too, so I have no brains. Please, put some brains into my head, because I don't want to be a fool." "Why must I do this for you?" asked the beautiful girl. "Because you have a lot of brains," said the Scarecrow. "Only you can help me." "All right," said the girl. "I shall help you. But you must help me first." "How can I help you?" asked the Scarecrow. "Kill the Wicked Witch of the West, then I shall give you a lot of brains," said Oz. "But you asked Dorothy to kill the Wicked Witch of the West," said the Scarecrow. "That's right, I did," said Oz. "It's all the same to me who kills her. Come and tell me that you have killed her, and I shall do what you want me to do." The Scarecrow went back to his friends.
"Did you see the big head?" asked Dorothy.
"It was a beautiful girl, not a head," said the Scarecrow, and he repeated the words of Oz. His friends were very sorry for him. The next morning the green soldier came for the woodman. When the Tin Woodman came into the great throne room, he saw a terrible beast there. The beast was very big. It had 5 long arms and 5 long legs. There were 5 eyes in its face. But the Tin Woodman was not afraid of the beast. He had no heart.
"I am Oz, the great and terrible," said the beast in a loud voice. "Who are you, and what do you want of me?"
"I am a woodman, and I have no heart, because I am made of tin. Please give me a heart. I want to be a real man."
"Why do you ask for a heart?" said the beast.
"Because only you can do it. Please help me," said the woodman.
"I can give you a heart, but you must help me first," said Oz.
"What must I do?" asked the woodman.
"Help Dorothy to kill the Wicked Witch of the West," answered the beast. "Then come to me, and I shall give you a big heart."
So the Tin Woodman went back to his friends and repeated the words of the terrible beast. And they were very sorry for the poor woodman. The Cowardly Lion said, "Tomorrow I shall go to see the wizard. If he is in the form of a beast, I shall roar and frighten him. If he is in the form of a beautiful girl, I shall jump at her and frighten her. If he is in the form of a head, I shall push it down from the throne. All will be well, my friends."